When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi there, this is Martina Navratilova, and you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the Tennis Podcast on a quite extraordinary day of tennis. Four semi-finals in one day, but the only real talking point, despite the fact that we have the 42nd instalment of the Djokovic-Federer rivalry to look forward to, the big talking point, Simon Briggs, is the fact that Serena Williams is not going to do the calendar year slam.
Yeah, it's been a freaky Friday here at the US Open, and we didn't plan to have these four matches all on the same day. As it is, three of them were quite routine in terms of being very one-sided, and the one everyone will remember forever is the Serena match where she lost to Roberta Vinci. So that's really up there with Sampras against George Bastel and those kind of absolute massive banana skin shockers from, you know, the heydays of tennis, and it's hard to imagine a bigger upset that's ever been pulled off. I mean, nobody thought that Da Vinci would stop her. People thought that she might struggle in the final, perhaps with the sense of this is the last match. But after she got back past Venus pretty comfortably and had played well, you know, in the previous round, it came as a bit of a shock.
Certainly did. You mentioned the all-time shocks. We were going through some of them during our BBC Radio 5 Live commentary and talking about things like Lucas Rossell beating Nadal, going all the way back to Steffi Graf losing to Laurie McNeil in the first round of Wimbledon many, many years ago. Matches of that ilk. I mean, I can't think of another one on a scale such as this with this much at stake. That was the big thing. Vinci played fabulously.
Yeah.
But do you feel as though Serena Williams brought her own demise?
Is it Doohan against Becker as well?
That's right, yeah. Second round of Wimbledon after he was twice defending champion.
Yeah, so the difference is not in terms of, it's not as big a gap in terms of the rankings, but it's just because the story was so huge. And I suppose, you know, if Heather Watson had pulled it off at Wimbledon where she was 2 points away, that would have been pretty big. It's just that the train was rolling with what felt like an unstoppable momentum, and she'd come back so many times. I think she'd dropped a set 11 times in 26 Grand Slam matches before today, this year. So that she'd come back so many times, you just felt that she was somehow going to do this kind of, you know, the Terminator style, the machine that could not be stopped. Every time you tried to turn it off, she'd find a way of reigniting the battery. It just didn't happen. So that was why it was surprising. And the fact that she couldn't pull out some miraculous shot when Vinci served for it. She had break points to break back at 3-4, was it? And they got away from her. And then after that, she didn't play well at all when Vinci served the final game. She put her first return in the net, and it was really a bit of a limp end in the when she finally gave way.
Former champion here, Tracy Austin, told me on 5 Live earlier today that she felt that Serena Williams effectively froze in the big moment there. When she, you know, she was a set and a couple of games up. And she says it'll haunt her because she'll probably never get another opportunity like this to do the calendar slam.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I can remember seeing her so upset in the press conference. I mean, she was clearly on the point of tears. She didn't cry. She didn't want to talk about her disappointment. She tried to put it all on Vinci playing brilliantly, which was true up to a point, but certainly not 100% the story of the day. She said, I've told you guys I don't feel the pressure. Well, I mean, we can say for sure that wasn't the case, because I was out on court for the final set. I was busy working on my Jamie Murray preview, the first two sets, and she was only hitting cross court. You know, she was hitting the ball pretty solidly cross court with a lot of weight, but she was not going down the line. She couldn't bring herself to take on the risky shot. So Vinci knew where she was going, and Vinci, being a kind of a doubles player with a lot of skill in her hands, just able to bunt the ball back and almost wait for the errors, because there was nothing coming from Williams to surprise you. You just knew she was going to lean on the ball, smack it cross court, play the safe shot every time, because she was too frightened to go for a risk. And that was what she had to do. It was actually, she had to risk something, and she didn't.
And we must give enormous credit to Roberta Vinci for a wonderful throwback type of performance. All the skill that she has, chips and slices and angles and touch, she has everything really in terms of the old style tennis player. It was a joy to watch. And of course, before that, Flavia Panetta producing a cracking performance to knock out Simona Halep. So two big shocks there, and it does mean an all Italian US Open final. Who would have possibly thought that? Well, not this man. Vincenzo Martucci has been at Gazzetta dello Sport for decades.
I started in 1978.
Did you ever imagine you would have an all-Italian Grand Slam final to cover?
No. This is my last tournament with La Gazzetta after 34 years, and I finished in the best way I can imagine. I never seen something like that. This is the biggest day of Italian tennis, because we have some championship in slams, but never we have two finalists in the same tournament, in a tournament like this. And then the way how we won, because Panetta beat the number two in the world, playing very, very good. And Vinci, in my opinion, she played the right way to play Serena with tennis. Tennis against power, and tennis won.
Tennis did win. What will Italy be doing right now?
It's very crazy. I mean, my newspaper, La Gazzetta dello Sport, we are doing four pages. We start our newspaper, which is a newspaper well known for soccer, just with this. In the small place where we live, in Brindisi and Taranto, the place where we live is the same region, Puglia. They are crazy. In the street, people is so happy. It's incredible. It's something really new for us.
Who's going to win the final?
Oh, Italy has already won. I think Panetta has something more.
So there's Vincenzo Martucci of Gazzetta dello Sport, Simon Briggs. It's a little bit like Britain having Andy Murray and James
Joe
Ward.
Joe Konta. Well, actually, there was one eminent British coach who said to me, if Konta can get past Kvitova, I'm seeing final.
Well, that would have been fun. But it's great, isn't it? I mean, I have no idea who's going to win. Probably Panetta's the favourite?
Panetta probably played the better tennis today, ironically, I'd say. Panetta really went after it, where Vinci was sort of playing cat and mouse. And if Panetta goes after it as well tomorrow, I mean, goodness knows what the kind of knock-on emotions are going to be. Vinci may find that she's taken a lot out of herself with that. Performance with the moment, with the, I mean, her end of match on-court interview was hilarious, wasn't it? It was that she just couldn't believe it, and she was just kind of gabbling at 100 miles an hour, and her eyes were spinning. It was great fun, and you could just see the passion that she had. But it might have taken more out of her maybe than Panetta. So yeah, I guess Panetta's slight favourite, but goodness knows. I mean, they're both in their first Slam final. Anything could happen.
Very straightforward victories for both Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. I think they lost about 11 games between them against Marin Cilic. She was obviously injured with an ankle problem, and Stan Wawrinka, respectively. They both looked fabulous, though, didn't they? It's going to be some final on Sunday.
I hope so, yeah. And Federer has obviously lost a few Slam finals. Is it just two in a row now that he's lost to Djokovic, both Wimbledons in the last 2 years? But he's his shoes. He's got an insignia on his shoes with the trophy and the number five by it to remind us all that he's won five US Opens. But he hasn't been back to the final here in 6 years. In fact, Novak has twice ousted him in the semis, I think, on the way to the final with some remarkable comebacks. So some little minor points of vengeance maybe to inflict upon Novak's tennis tomorrow, or on Sunday, I should say. I'm thinking in paper terms. It's tomorrow in paper terms. It should be great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Certainly should. Quick word about Jamie Murray, who's into the doubles final, British player alongside John Peers. I know you had a good chat with him yesterday after the semi-finals. It's a match that's going to be played at midday local time, so 5 o'clock in the UK. It's a match we'll be commentating on. I'll be actually commentating on doubles. That's going to be a bit of a challenge, Simon, on Five Live Sports Extra. Looking forward to that, though. And it's one that, second Grand Slam final in a row for Jamie Murray and John Peers.
Yeah, you can't quite attempt to call every shot in doubles, can you? You often get about 3 per second. Particularly when Murray is up close at the net, his reflex volleying skills were on show in the semi-final, where he saved match point with an absolute blinding backhand poke from about 3 meter blank point blank range. It was absolutely spectacular. So Jamie, you know, he was struggling a couple of years ago. He lost in Australia in the first round, and you wondered how much appetite he had to go on because he didn't have a regular partner. He was really quite demoralized, and then he found John Peers early in 2013, and since then been a gradual upward climb, which is really accelerating now, because they're the fourth ranked team in the world, I think, after this tournament. They're going to be nailed on to play at the O2 in November. They've done a lot of work. Jamie's remodeled his serve, he's improved his topspin forehand, and it's just great to see a guy investing that kind of effort. And he's actually stepped away from the crowd, because for a long time he's been one of a bunch of very good British doubles players, but now he's actually really opened up clear water as clearly the best doubles player in Britain.
Well, from a British perspective, we wish him all the very best. It's a match that we'll be following with interest on Saturday. There's also the singles final between Flavia Panetta and Roberto Vinci. And then on Sunday, it is the men's singles final, Novak Djokovic against Roger Federer. It couldn't get much more exciting than that, could it? I'm David Law here on the Tennis Podcast, brought to you in association with The Telegraph alongside Simon Briggs. Thanks for listening to us for tonight, and we'll speak to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.